Hello, this is Sam Gaishjack with the Independent Processor magazine. While many celebrities have lent their name to a food line in the past, few people have taken an active role in it like Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan's all-natural beef provides high-quality steaks and other beef products to both the retail industry and restaurants. Along with being a spokesman, Ryan is also one of the ranchers who raises the cattle and one of the owners of Beefmaster Cattlemen, which owns the Nolan Ryan brand. I had the chance to speak with Charlie Bradbury, CEO of Nolan Ryan's All Natural Beef and Beefmaster Cattlemen, at the recent North American Meat Association Outlook Conference this past October. I asked him about the company and its products, including its recent endeavor into the grass-fed beef market. So Charlie, just how have you been able to take a familiar name like Nolan Ryan and leverage that into a successful brand in a completely different business that he was known for?
Well, the good news there is, of course, what you have to have to do that is you have to have somebody that's very passionate about what you're doing. And Nolan is very involved in the cattle business, so he's very passionate about it. In fact, he would tell you that he owned cattle before he played baseball, and he was just fortunate that his baseball allowed him to own more cattle. It was a real unique opportunity where we were trying to brand a beef product and involved cattle that he was producing, and so he became very interested in it, and really much like I did, because my background was in live animal side of it also. We just learned a lot about it and just got really interested, and him buying into the whole concept, you know, was because he thought it was the right thing to do, and he thinks it really helps him solidify something for his family to do for many years to come, and they're very involved in the ranch and believe in what they're doing, so that made it easy once we had that kind of passion from him in what we're trying to do.
Okay. So what do you consider to be the main points of differentiation between Nolan Ryan's All Natural Beef and maybe some of the other natural beef companies?
Well, we're very focused on tenderness, and we are working really hard to produce a very consistent product. So we want our customer to have the same eating experience every time. So we've kind of set up a whole HACCP approach to avoiding a bad eating experience, and using a lot of technology that really nobody else is using to measure every carcass and predict tenderness and only use those that the instruments will indicate will be tender. And we helped develop some of that technology, and we're using it, and we're just very focused on creating a very consistent product. And so we don't think that really ultimately customers buy all natural product because it's all natural. Ultimately, they buy it because it tastes good. And Nolan's notoriety and his popularity as both a baseball player and an agriculturalist probably helps people pick it up, but they don't come back unless they like the product. So we're very focused on making sure they come back.
So one of the more recent developments in the company was the development of the grass-fed program. So how old is that, and how did you go about setting that up to where you have that quality, but you still have the taste?
Well, much like we did with our grain-fed program, we first had to define what makes good grass-fed beef. And so we spent some time researching that and trying people's products and investigating how these different grass-fed products are produced. And we found that there's a very wide variation in what people consider to be grass-fed beef. Everything from beef from old cows, ground beef from longhorn cattle, to very high-quality product from young fed, similar cattle to fed beef, only finished on grass. And so we had to set up a set of specifications that clearly defined what we thought would get us to a good eating experience. And so to do that, you have to use just young cattle, so we don't use anything over 30 months of age. Steers and heifers only, you can't use bulls. And then you have to use cattle that are really kind of the old style Angus cattle or English cattle that will mature on grass at an early age. And then on top of that, you have to have a really good grass farmer. You have to have a rancher who is very capable of managing the starches in his grass, putting his grass silage up at exactly the right time so that you have adequate forage in the wintertime, because you're trying to produce a fresh product 52 weeks of the year. So just a whole combination of approaching tenderness and palatability in grass-fed, just like we try to do in grain-fed. The difference, though, is that there's just a much smaller available supply of grass-fed beef. So you kind of have to find them wherever you find them, all over the country. And another challenge is getting a processor to work with you, and then carcass utilization is an issue with grass-fed beef, because most consumers are generally buying ground beef or middle meats, but not a lot of end meats. And so you have to kind of figure out how to make that work. And that's one of the reasons it costs so much, because you're taking some products that if it was grain-fed, you might be able to sell for $4 or $5 a pound, and you're grinding them and selling it as, you know, $8.99 ground beef. So.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Charlie. We really do appreciate that.
You betcha. Thank you.